sixth chapter of the book of Esther, beginning at the first verse. On that night the king could not sleep, and he gave orders to bring the book of records, the annals, and they were read to the king. It was found written how Mordecai had told about Bigthana and Teresh, two of the king's eunuchs who guarded the threshold, conspired to assassinate King Artaxerxes. Then the king said, "What honor or distinction has been bestowed on Mordecai for this?" The king's servants who attended him said, "Nothing has been done for him." The king said, "Who is in the court?" Now Haman had just entered the outer court of the king's palace to speak to the king about having Mordecai hanged on the gallows that he had prepared for him. So the king's servants told him, "Haman is there, standing in the court." The king said, "Let him come in." So Haman came in, and the king said to him, "What shall be done for the man whom the king wishes to honor?" Haman said to himself, "Who would the king wish to honor more than me?" So Haman said to the king, "For the man whom the king wishes to honor, let royal robes be brought which the king has worn, and a horse that the king has ridden with a royal crown on its head. Let the robes and the horse be handed over to one of the king's most noble officials. Let him robe the man whom the king wishes to honor, and let him conduct the man on horseback through the open square of the city, proclaiming before him, 'Thus shall it be done for the man whom the king wishes to honor.'" Then the king said to Haman, "Quickly, take the robes and the horse as you have said, and do so to the Jew Mordecai, who sits at the king's gate. Leave out nothing that you have commanded." So Haman took the robes and the horse, and robed Mordecai, and led him riding through the open square of the city, proclaiming, "Thus shall it be done for the man whom the king wishes to honor." Then Mordecai returned to the king's gate. But Haman hurried to his house, mourning and with his head covered. When Haman told his wife Zeresh and all his friends everything that had happened to him, his advisors and his wife Zeresh said to him, "If Mordecai, before whom your downfall has begun, is of the Jewish people, you will not prevail against him, but will surely fall before him." Here ends the first lesson.
Mm-hmm. by the grace of God that has been granted to the churches of Macedonia. For during a severe ordeal of affliction, their abundant joy and their extreme poverty overflowed in a wealth of generosity on their part. For as I can testify, they voluntarily gave according to their means, and even beyond their means, begging us earnestly for the privilege of sharing in this ministry to the saints. And this, not merely as we expected. They gave themselves first to the Lord, and by the will of God, to us, so that we might urge Titus that, as he had already made a beginning, so he should also complete this generous undertaking among you. Now, as you excel in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in utmost eagerness, and in our love for you, so we want you to excel also in this generous undertaking. I do not say this as a command, but I am testing the genuineness of your love against the earnestness of others. For you know the generous act of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that by his poverty you might become rich. And in this matter I have given my advice. It is appropriate for you, who began last year not only to do something, but even to desire to do something, now finish doing it, so that your eagerness may be matched by completing it according to your means. For if the eagerness is there, the gift is acceptable according to what one has, not according to what one does not have. I do not mean that there should be relief for others and pressure on you, but it is a question of a fair balance between your present abundance and their need, so that their abundance may be for your need, in order that there may be a fair balance. As it is written, the one who had much did not have too much, and the one who had little did not have too little. Here ends the second lesson.
Thank you. We pray for those oppressed and enslaved by injustice or abuse. God, our deliverer, who sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to set your people free from the slavery of sin, grant that we may bring compassion to all and work for the freedom of all the children of God. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
We pray for Justin, our Archbishop, for Trevor, Bishop of Devon, and among the parishes and leaders of this diocese, we pray today for Temple York with Liddell. In the Anglican Communion, we pray for the Diocese of Belgrade in Kenya, and for Thomas, their bishop. Within the worshipping life of this cathedral, we pray today for the servants, the cathedral company of Change Rings, and the students. And we pray at this time for Christians throughout the world who are persecuted and in danger. Father of all mercies, bless your church in person, that all your faithful people may have grace to confess your holy name, and especially be merciful to such as are under persecution for their testimony, that they may be comforted in your holy presence and upheld by your holy word, through your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. We gather all our friends as we bring ourselves before our Heavenly Father, saying to him, the grace of our